Dr. Peter Magumbeyi, you've finally been able to leave the country, and we have information that he has arrived safely in South Africa to seek further specialist care. As we are aware that he was reportedly to have been abducted, and he's been receiving some medical attention in Zimbabwe, but his doctors have highlighted the need for him to have specialist care, particularly on the neurological side of it. So we are very happy that the doctor has finally been allowed to leave the country despite all the controversies and the hiccups he managed to face a few days ago.
In terms of what you are talking about, neurological care, what can you tell the public? What is that all about?
It's a bit difficult because I would also want to really dig deeper into his privacy. But what we're just saying, the doctor, during his ordeal, he's suspected to have been tortured and he's deeply traumatized. So his doctors have identified that he needs a psychological evaluation, and he also needs to be seen by specialist doctors, either neurologists and other related specialists who will be able to make sure that his mental state is worked on so that he'll be able to return to full health as soon as possible. Secondly, we are also aware that his doctors are still trying to identify what could have happened to Dr. Magumbeyi during the time he was missing. So they are doing quite a lot of investigations which may not be available in Zimbabwe at this particular point in time. So we hope that his trip to South Africa will help unravel the truth behind what could have happened to him. And they are doing quite a lot of screening tests to understand whether or not he was poisoned, whether or not he has got other tools that we may not be able to see physically from a distance. So that is what we can say for now.
So now, how long is this going to take from your experience as a doctor?
It will be very difficult for me to be very sure or to try and ascertain how long he's going to stay out of the country. I think I've highlighted to you that he's going to be seen by other very senior and specialist doctors to attend to him. So it will be not appropriate for me to comment before he has been evaluated by his new medical team in South Africa.
What about his security? We are told that he's very much scared of his security. So what has been done about that?
Sure. We've been concerned about his security. And, you know, his case has been sensationalized, it has been politicized, and it has become a very topical issue. So this definitely has brought a lot of anxiety around this case, and also we do appreciate his feelings with regard to his security at this point in time. So we are working together with our civil society partners and his family also to make sure that you will be secure. And I can confirm that arrangements have been made to that effect so that he's secure. He's been accompanied by family members and other partners so that they will continue to be with him during this period in time.
Who is paying for his medical expenses?
The Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, as we are aware, we have always provided medical services to victims of human rights violations. So I think in terms of his medical expenses, we are taking care of them.
And can you tell us how much it's going to cost?
No, at the moment we do not have the figures. So when someone is being seen by a doctor, we cannot foretell or foresee the cost that could be involved. But I'm sure we'll update the nation as time goes on.